this will be a practicum on the setting up and recitation of the Divine Office to begin in a simple way. We will consider the situation of Lourdes for a ferial day, and for this purpose I have selected the Monday within the third week after Pentecost. First, let's set up the breviary to prepare to say this office. Your first ribbon will be in the proper of the time, the proprium de tempore. That is at the beginning of the breviary. It is marked in different ways in different breviaries. The one I have marks these pages with a T following the number. So, first of all, since the breviary comes in different volumes, you must be sure that you have the proper volume. In the 1960 rubrics and office, the breviary comes in two volumes, the second volume beginning with Trinity Sunday. Therefore, we would find this office in the second volume. And after Pentecost, you will notice that the Sundays are numbered. So you would find Dominica Tertia, Roman numeral 3, post-Pentecostane, the third Sunday after Pentecost. And you will find the office for the third Sunday after Pentecost. Immediately following that are the ferial days, the weekdays, for the week following that Sunday. So since we want Monday, which is Feria Secunda, the office we're looking for will be that headed Feria Secunda, which we find it noted of the fourth class, and we first find in this section the three lessons at Matins, ad matutinum, and those are readings from the first book of Kings, De Libro Primo Regum. So we'll place our ribbon at that point and proceed to set the second ribbon at the ordinary of the Divine Office, Ordinarium Divini Officii, which is the next major section. Since we're going to be saying Lauds, we turn to the ordinary that pertains to Lauds, which has the heading Ad Laudes at Lauds. Then we proceed to the next section, which contains the Psalms for the days of the week. And this section is called Psalterium Breviarii Romani. Therefore, we will place our next ribbon Ad Laudes, Feria Secunda, Ad Laudes, since each day of the week has a separate set of psalms. Now, you will notice that there is an Ad Laudes 1, Roman numeral 1, and an Ad Laudes 2, Roman numeral 2. Ad Laudes 1 has the rubric under it saying, In feriis extra vigilias occurrentibus atque infestis, that is, on ferial days outside vigils, occurring outside vigils, and on feast days. Now we're going to do a ferial day, which is not a vigil, so Ad Laudes 1 will be the appropriate one. The Ad Laudes 2 section is used on penitential days Actually, it is more commonly used in the first volume of the breviary for the period of Advent and Lent and on some other occasions. Having set the breviary in this way, we can now proceed to how Lauds is laid out. And Vespers is very much the same as Lauds, so most of what I say about Lauds will apply also to Vespers, which are two of the three major hours, the other being Matins, which is set out a little bit differently. Now, the breviary uses a rationale that is very similar to the Missal. That is, as there is an ordinary of the Mass, there is an ordinary of the office. As there is a proper that changes according to the day in the Missal, so there is in the breviary. So for a ferial day, you will be dealing with basically three sections. The ordinary, which tells you the parts of the office hour that remain the same. The proprium de tempore, which will show you the prayers that change according to the time of the year. And then you will also have the psalterium, which will give you the psalms that are to be said for each office according to the day and the hour. So, first of all, we turn to the ordinary. Now, different breviaries are set up different ways, unlike the Missal, which is pretty consistent between publishers. So we will go first to the ordinary of the Divine Office at Lauds, where the unchanging parts of Lauds are given. Now, most breviaries will also repeat some of this material in the Psalterium or in the Proprium De Tempore, so you don't have to change as many pages, but in any case, it is in the ordinary. And we are told there in item 12, Ad Laudes, that Lauds begin absolutely with the verse, Deus in adiutorium meum intenda, to which the reply is Domine ad adiuvandum me festina, and that is followed by Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia. Now, if your breviary is like mine, all of those versicles will not be written out in full, but simply the beginning words. The reason for that is that many editions try to save a lot of space by abbreviating, and if you look back at the beginning of the ordinary of the Divine Office at Matins, ad matutinum, you will find the same versicles used there, and they are fully given at that time, so they are not then repeated. It is helpful over a period of time to go through the various hours from Sunday and from Matins on Sunday, since the full text is given starting with Sunday and starting at Matins, whereas with the other days of the week and the other hours, the material is abbreviated since it has already been given Sunday at Matins. The next part of Lauds is headed under section 13, De Antiphonis et Psalmis, on antiphons and psalms. And the rubric instructs us to say the psalms and the canticle with the associated antiphons for the office of the day occurring. So, at this point, we then go to the Psalterium, that section that has the psalms for the hour of the particular day. So we go back to Feria Secunda Ad Laudes, Roman numeral 1, and begin the first antiphon, Jubilate Deo in voce exultationis. After that, we begin the psalm, Psalm 46 in this case, Omnes gentes plaudite manibus, jubilate Deo in voce exultationis. Now, that psalm is completed through quoniam Dii fortes terrae vehementer elevati sunt, and at the end of every psalm, except on a few days of the year, the psalms are ended with the full Gloria Patri, et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula, saeculorum. Amen. After which the antiphon is repeated as it is printed, Jubilate Deo in voce exultationis. Now you will notice that there are asterisks in each of the lines, dividing the lines in half. This is an indication of where the psalms would be broken if they were being said in chorus. At this point, we proceed with the rest of the psalms, reading the antiphon for the psalm itself, the full Gloria Patri, and the psalm again at the end, and that occurs for five psalms at Lauds and also at Vespers. So far, Lauds and Vespers have exactly the same format, except that, of course, that the actual psalms are different. After we read the fifth antiphon at the end of the fifth psalm, we then proceed on. The ordinary tells us, under section 14, De Capitulo, Hymno et Versu, on the little chapter, Hymn and Verse, that after the antiphon, after the last psalm is said, the little chapter, Hymn and Verse, are said as the office of the day occurring requires it, and it also directs us that at the end of all the little chapters, the response is Deo Gratias. So, we go back to the Psalterium, and handily there, the breviary publishes the ferial little chapter, the capitulum, the hymnus, the hymn, and the versicle following the hymn. If this were not a ferial day, there would be other methods, but this makes it convenient so that on a ferial day, all of the material is basically in one place, copied over into the psalterium. So first of all, we would say the capitulum, Nox precessit dies autem apropinquavit, abiciamus ergo opera tenebrarum, et induamur arma lucis, sicut in die honeste ambulemus, and then we conclude as the rubric directed us, Deo gratias. From then we begin the hymn, Splendor Paterne Gloriae, and end it, Nunc et per omnes saeculum, Amen, as is printed, and proceed to the verses following, Repleti sumus, mane misericordia tua, exultavimus et delectati sumus. Now we proceed to the antiphon at the Benedictus. So far, everything in the layout is the same as at Vespers, the only difference here being that at Vespers, the antiphon is called the antiphon at the Magnificat, because at Vespers, the Magnificat is said at the at Lauds, the Benedictus is said. So first of all, we proceed with the antiphon, Benedictus Dominus Deus Israel, quia visitavit et liberavit nos. Then we proceed to the Benedictus itself. And if we turn back to the ordinary, under item 15, De Cantico Benedictus, the rubric tells us that after we have completed the verse, we say the antiphon, and the following Benedictus, and it gives the Benedictus, the Canticle of Zachary, Canticum Zachariae, Benedictus Dominus Deus Israel, quia visitavit et fecit redemptionem plebis suae. And that is continued through until the Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. After the Benedictus, the antiphon is repeated, Benedictus Dominus Deus Israel, quia visitavit et liberavit nos. And that antiphon, the Benedictus, is the same one that we read before and is the one found reprinted in the Psalterium section. Now, we conclude with some versicles and the prayer for the day. We begin, notice here, the breviary tells us in the rubrics, number 17, De Oratione, on the prayer, that after the canticle has been completed and the antiphon repeated, if prayers are not to be said on penitential days, there are a set of prayers to be said. We'll skip that. Immediately we say, and Dominus vobiscum et cum spiritu tuo. Now, normally you would be saying the office alone, and the rubric, one of the rubrics of the office, provides that if one is saying the office alone, instead of saying Dominus vobiscum, the Lord be with you, et cum spiritu tuo, and with thy spirit, since that is intended to be addressed to a group, instead we substitute Domine exaudi orationem meam, Lord hear my prayer, et clamor meus ad te veniat, and let my cry come unto thee. After the Domine exaudi and et clamor meus, we then say the prayer. Now, depending on the day, there may be different prayers said. However, here we're considering a ferial day, and the normal case in a ferial day is that the prayer is the one that was said at the preceding Sunday's Lauds. So we would then go, for the first time, to the Proprium De Tempora, where we had placed our first ribbon. However, as you notice, we really haven't used that at all, because Lauds does not occur in that section on for a ferial day. The only thing that we need to get for Lauds on a ferial day is the prayer, and for that we look a little before Feria Secunda in the Proprium De Tempore to Lauds for the preceding Sunday, which is headed Dominica, Roman numeral 3, post Pentecostane. We go through Vespers, First Vespers, Matins, and then we come to Lauds, and we ignore everything else, and we go right to the oration, the oratio, which in this case is Protector in te Sperantium Deus, and so forth. And it concludes with the common conclusion, Per Dominum Nostrum, Iesum Christum Filium Tuum, qui tecum viveret regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti, Deus per omnia saecula saeculorum. Notice again that just as with the Mass, the complete conclusion is not printed out ordinarily, but it is the standard conclusion. There are five of them, depending on to whom the prayer is addressed, and those complete texts will be found in the rubrics preceding the Missal, as we've already discussed. So we will say that prayer, and then we go back to the ordinary and proceed with the conclusion of Lauds, De Conclusione Laudum, in number 18. The rubric directs us, after the final oration is added, and again we say, Domine exaudi orationem meam et clamor meus ad te veniat, benedicamus Domino Deo gratias, fidelium anime per misericordiam Dei requiescant in pace. Amen. And thus Lauds is concluded, the rubric says. So this pattern, the introductory versicles, the five psalms preceded by the antiphon for each psalm before and succeeded by it afterwards, with the Gloria Patri added after the psalm, then the capitulum, the hymn, and the verses, the antiphon at the Benedictus or Magnificat at Vespers, followed by the Benedictus or Magnificat at Vespers, the antiphon being repeated, the versicles, Domine Exaudi, followed by preceding Sunday, and the Laudes, and proceed to a scene of Compline is an independent hour. It is said as the last hour of the day, or of the day, and the inst hour of Sunday. Again, the principle is basically the same that the same that the same that the unveiling parts, parts of complex of complex of compl the a lot of idiom, in this case Sunday at Compline is in the Psalterium, the only thing that you would need, the ordinary for would be the full versicle. Sometimes the Psalterium abbreviates parts. For instance, at the beginning, the Psalterium begins Iube, period. Now, of course, that isn't the only thing that is said. If we look back at the ordinary at Compline, Ad Completorium, you will see there that the full rubrics are given. It says in the rubrics, the reader first begins Iube Domine Benedicere. So that is what that abbreviated Iube means. Of course, you have to fill all of the while you order between the order between that. It says Iube Domine, Domine, and then in parentheses afterward it says Domine, with the I between the M and the N. By convention, Domine is used of a head of an order, or the leader of a group, something like Sir, whereas Domine is referring to the Lord. So normally, with Domine Benedicere, and then we continue with the benediction, et finem perfectum, concedat nocon, dominus omnipotens. Amen. Then we go to the short reading, Fratre sobrie stote et vigilate, quia adversarius vester quam leus tamquam leo rugens circuit, quaerens quem devoret, quia resisteo grextis. Now with the examination of a nation, we begin with adiutorium in nomine Domini qui fecit caelum et terram. Then the Paternoster, the Our Father, is said completely in silence as a penitential exercise. After the this can laudably be substituted for by an examination of conscience. Then we proceed to the confession, that is the confiteor. Notice that in section 58 there is the form to be used when the office is recited alone, so that form does not have the et vobis fratres and et vos fratres. Then we proceed to the Misereatur, the Indulgentiam, and then in section 59, after the confession and absolution have been completed, we add the following, Converte nos Deus salutaris noster, et averte iram tuam anobis Deus in adiutorium meum intende, Domine ad adiuvandum me festina. Now the rubrics, the general rubrics that occur in the beginning of the breviary tell us that at certain points we make the sign of the cross. And one of those points is adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini, and also Deus in adiutorium meum intende. So when those phrases or versicles occur, we should make the sign of the cross. Also, at converte nos Deus salutaris noster, we are directed to sign our breast with a small sign of the cross. Then we follow with Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia. And then we proceed to the antiphon and psalms. Now notice that the way compline is said, we have one antiphon followed by three psalms, and then the antiphon is repeated. So for Sunday, we have Miserere mihi Domine et exaudi orationem meam, and then we proceed to Cum invocarem exaudivit me Deus justitiae meae in tribulatione dilatasti mihi, Psalm 4, ending that with the full Gloria Patri, then proceeding to Psalm 90 with the full Gloria Patri, and then Psalm 133 with the full Gloria Patri, followed by the antiphon again, Miserere mihi Domine et exaudi orationem meam. Now, following this, we go to the hymn. And again, it's probably simplest to go back to the ordinary for this, because the full text is given there for the hymn and the versicles. So we proceed after the final psalm to the hymn, Te lucis ante terminum rerum creator possumus, and so forth. Then when the hymn is completed, we say the capitulum and the short responsory, Tu autem in nobis est Domine et nomen sanctum tuum, invocatum est super nos, ne derelinquas nos, Domine Deus noster, Deo gratias, and then the responsory, the short responsory, In manus tuas Domine commendo spiritum meum, and so forth. That's given all in the ordinary. And then we proceed after the responsory to the canticle Nunc Dimittis. Now that canticle is preceded by an antiphon, Salva nos Domine vigilantes custodi nos dormientes ut vigilemus cum Christo et requies camus in pace. And that is followed immediately by the canticle of Simeon, Nunc dimittis servum tuum, Domine, secundum verbum tuum in pace. And again, we make the sign of the cross as we begin this canticle. And by the way, the signs of the cross for Deus in adiutorium meum intende, and adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini, are also made during Lauds and Vespers, whenever they occur there. Also, the sign of the cross is made at the beginning of the Magnificat at Vespers and the Benedictus at Lauds, just as here with the Nunc Dimittis. Then, after we complete the Nunc Dimittis, we repeat the antiphon Salva nos Domine Vigilantes, and so forth, and proceed to the oration. Again, since we're saying it alone, we use Domine exaudi orationem meam, et clamor meus ad te veniat, oremus, visitaque sumus, the oration. And again, we use the full conclusion, per Dominum nostrum, Iesum Christum filium tuum, qui tecum vivit et regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti, Deus per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen. And then we go to the conclusion of compline. Again, Domino ex audio ratione meam et clamor meus ad te veniat, benedicamus Domino Deo gratias, and then the benediction, benedicat et custodiat nos omnipotens et misericors Dominus, Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus, Amen, and we make the sign of the cross as usual. Now, at the end of office, at the end of the last hour, which is compline, we proceed with the final antiphon, which is the Salve Regina. So the Salve Regina Mater Misericordiae, and so on, is said, with its versicles, Ora pro nobis sancta Dei Genetrix, ut ineficiamur promissionibus Christi, oremus, and then there's a prayer, now, which is followed by Divinum Auxilium Maniat Semper Nobiscum, Amen, at which the sign of the cross is made.